Blog Talk Radio. We want to say that we his homegoing. His homegoing. That's what we call it, a homegoing. There's nothing to be sad about. If your business fixed, nothing to be sad about. That's a joyous occasion, y'all. But nevertheless, the ones that are left behind, they could be feeling a little bit weary right now. And like I say, Sister Kearney, his wife, Miss Mary, we could give her a call. Give her a call if you can, and uplift her spirits. Because I'm quite sure right now she needs some lifting. So you don't do that. So I'm talking to the Antioch members now, more so than others. But nevertheless, we all did. They did have lay them to rest on today. And so we're gonna say a peaceful journey, Brother Kearney. Me and Brother Kearney, I had an opportunity to work with Brother Kearney in choir number two at Antioch. And we used to have a very, very good time back then. Them days. That was back in the old school, y'all. Back in old school. So we just thank God for that. And we got a chance to at least get to know Mr. Kearney as well as we did. Also, as well by way of announcement, this first Sunday, if the Lord's will, I will be traveling to my first Sunday church, New Salem, CME Church. Pastor Dan, Reverend Ernie Wilson, Ed Stewart, Brother Peter Clark. And after that, if the Lord say so, I got to try to make it back to my church at Antioch. And then we are going to go down to the Springvale area at Bethel, and we will be in charge of an installation program for Sister Shirley Gibbons, Minister Shirley Gibbons. And she's going to be installed as the pastor of that church. This is the Lord's will. I'm able to go, y'all. I didn't say it like that. I am really praying that I'm able to go because Sister Shirley, just like one of us at Antioch, she all supports everything we do there, and she's like one of us. And I'm praying that everything goes well on this announcement, what I got to make now. I got to go get myself checked out, y'all, because about a couple of months ago, I got a, whatever it is, you know, but I try not to claim things, but nevertheless, it is what it is. I got so congested about a couple of months ago, and I just lost all of my energy. My breath left me. I've always, you know, since I've been had that congestive heart failure, I would always, you know, it's a certain amount of stuff I could do. I would get tired. That was normal. That was all right. I was looking for that. But a couple of months ago when I got all that congestion, it was totally different. It was wearing me out. I could not walk. I tried to. I believe the first time I noticed it real well, it was at my church at Antioch. I believe it was fourth Sunday in March. I want to say it was fourth Sunday in March. And I couldn't even, once I got up the ramp using my walker, I got up the ramp and got up there in the forager area. I couldn't go no further. I was completely wiped out. I didn't have no energy. I didn't have no strength. I didn't have no breath. I was trying to gasp the way I was. I was just that bad. That was like fourth Sunday in March. Well, lo and behold, first Sunday in April, it didn't get no better. Went to New Salem. Same thing. Me and Fady got up to the front of the church. When I got to the front of the church, I had to sit down again. I didn't have the breath. I was gasping for trying to get air, and I was just completely wiped out. My energy, I couldn't go no further. I had to stop, period, until I got myself together again, and then I was able to ease on into the sanctuary and get to the keys, and I was able to go on and finish it up. And then after I left, the transition back to the car, it was the same way. When I got back to the car, I was so tired and out of breath and everything. I had to lay down in the car before I could get in it. That's just how bad it was. So tomorrow morning, if the Lord say so, I'm going to get myself checked. Because really, truly, even though my breath is a little better, I'm still having issues with it. I'm still having issues. Not as bad as it was, but still need to be checked. And I want to see what's going on down there, and so they can go on and rectify and fix this problem where I can get back to the business at hand. Because I got work to do. And the stuff that I got to do, I got to have breath to do it. And I can't be laying down and falling out. I got to be able to do it. So I'm going tomorrow morning. I'm going tomorrow morning and check myself out. I will be going to the emergency room in the morning and to make sure that, they can go on and give me checks, x-rays, and find out what's going on with my breathing, as well as whatever, whatever the fix. In other words, they the pros, so they're going to tell me what, they're going to tell me something. That's what I'm going for. And so I just want to let everybody know that. Hey, that's Jack. I'm glad you made it in. I'm glad you made it in. At least you got that announcement. I will be going into the emergency room in the morning to see, can I go on and see what's going on in here with this breathing and everything. And they the pros. So once they found out, then they can go on and fix me up. Because I got a lot of work to do. I got so much work to do, and I'm behind. See, that's what I don't like. I am behind schedule with all of my work. And when I can't meet and rehearse my choir, that is a no-no. And so I know I got to get this thing rectified. So me and the Lord are going to take a ride in the morning. And so with that, just letting everybody know, me and the Lord are going to take a ride in the morning. And so right here, I think that's about all about the way of announcement that I have right now, other than on second Sunday, we will be celebrating at my home church. And, y'all, it will be not only Mother's Day, but it will be Women's Day. We'll be celebrating Women's Day as well. So, ladies, y'all get your hats out and get them ready. And y'all come on down there, y'all, if the Lord say so, and join us in service on that particular Sunday if you can't meet. Y'all know now the reason why I keep on talking about that first Sunday, because I want to be able to do and to be a part of the minister and give us installation, sir, if it be the Lord's will. But whatever the Lord's will is, that's what's going to be done, y'all. In light of that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. What I'm going to be talking about tonight, y'all, you can come from the whole Bible as a reference. I ain't got to use no one particular scripture. That's how come I told y'all this is going to be a special like Bible study. Because I don't have to come from no one particular scripture. You can come from the whole Bible like this here. And what I'm fixing and about to tell y'all right here, if I had to just topic, give this your Bible study a topic, this is what I call it, and I already gave the description on this video. Y'all should have seen it. You can't give up on God. You can't give up on God. Let me say that again, because I want to make certain that y'all hear this. You can't give up on God. Now, my brothers and sisters, since time began, when God said, let there be, light, y'all know light is yet going. Light is yet being. That's how come they don't know how big the universe is, because light is continuing to be. See, you can't give up on God, y'all. When God speaks, that's it. When God speaks, that's it. Now, y'all bear with me for a moment now. Bear with me for a moment. God created the heavens and the earth. That's what the Bible tells. And then it says that, and I'm hoping, Sister Jackie, that you'll you're sending that message to somebody in the chat room there, because I just barely can see it. I can barely see it. But God said, let there be light. And it was, has been light in this, universes and galaxies, and yet expanded still on that one word. Does that come and say you can't give up on God? Now, once God said that, he said, and then in the scripture, it tells you, you look at between verse 1 and 2, it seemed like something happened there. It did. You see, y'all, when God first created this world, and from the time that second birth came in, that the earth was out form and void. Well, now we know God don't make nothing void. So you know something happened in between those two statements. By God in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And then it said, again, when the earth was without form and void, something happened between that. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Everybody's saying that, you know, that the world is more than 6,000 years old. I believe that. I don't argue with that at all. But human history as we know it is 6,000. Human history. But this world, I ain't going to tell you how old this world is, because God created it in the beginning. And then there was something happened between that the devil came and messed stuff up. Amen. You see what I mean? The devil messed things up. So this world could actually be a trillion years old. But we do know that human history, according with Adam and Eve, is 6,000 years. We know that because we know how to count. Now, you can't give up on God. Let us look at some things. There's a lot that we could look in the Old Testament, even before Noah's flood. But God of man was just totally outrageous. And God got tired. And God said, I hate how y'all made him. And God was getting ready to destroy the whole thing. But Noah, see, this is why you can't give up on God. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Therefore, Noah had his mandate. God gave him the instructions on building an ark. And that ark would sell to the different animals that God was going to preserve and keep alive during this worldwide flood. Which you got a lot of people, they got naysayers, they always saying something negative. Some people just can't be positive. Everything come out their mouth is negative. But nevertheless, God told him to get to build ark. That's what God told him to do. Because God is the one brought the animals to Noah. Noah didn't have to go get no animals. God brought them animals to Noah. Well, you can't count God out, y'all. Don't never think that you, because people, let me tell you something. Now, I don't have no children from my loins. Amen. I don't have no from my loins. So the only thing I can tell you about children, and see, I try to tell y'all this all the time, and y'all know it. Don't try to be an expert in where you don't qualify. You see what I mean? Don't try to be an expert where you don't qualify. So the only thing I can say about them is what the Bible says. I can give you Bible knowledge, but experience be there. An experience be any man with a theory any day. You can't tell people. If you didn't raise your children right, how can you tell somebody else how to raise theirs? But at least you got church. You should have an understanding. But what I'm saying is you can't. God got all of us. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. I keep telling people that, y'all. Let me tell you again, in case some of you missed this, We are not all of God's children. Yes, let me take the glasses off, y'all, because some of you say that all the time. We are all God's children. No, we are not. We are not all God's children. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. And I can prove that to you from the Bible. I can prove it to you with Jesus' own words. Jesus told the Pharisees this. He said, you are God and not your father. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Read it. It's in there. So that lets you know that we are not all of God's children. We are all of God's creation. But now let me say this here. Let me say this here. I'm trying to see who that text is. Okay, I just about can read that small text on this little small screen. I don't have this here. Live feed on a bigger screen, maybe so I can see the chat more better. It always be over here where my camera angle is more better over here than that. So I can't see a lot of this. But that's what I said. Sometimes, you know, if y'all wanted to be a part of this thing, you need to talk. I got room in this here live stream for three or four people that could come in and you could say something, you could talk, you know, and tell your thing like you want it to be said, and then it will be heard. But nevertheless, you can't give up on God. Let's look at this thing. Let's look at it a little step up. If y'all remember that when the children of Israel, they had been led out of Egypt by Moses. They got down to the Red Sea. Nowhere to go. Red Sea in front of them. Mountains on both sides. Pharaoh army right behind them. They couldn't go nowhere. They couldn't go nowhere. Well, the first thing they started doing is complaining and murmuring and wanted to kill Moses. That's what they always did. They wanted to fuck Moses and Aaron for everything, for bringing them out. They should have kept left us alone. Didn't we tell you to leave us alone? That's what they would always tell Moses. But nevertheless, see, God, we don't look at it that way because, see, we are not God. We can't think how he is. But God never meant. See, they were trying to escape Pharaoh. But God had something else in mind. God had something else in mind. God didn't have no escape in plan. God had a drown in plan. That's what God had planned for, a drought. And so, but the children of Israel couldn't see this. And so, as we see, you can't give up on God. When God told him, Moses, you got a rod in your hand. And when Moses stretched that rod across that Red Sea, it divided. And they walked across on dry land. Well, Pharaoh army, they thought they could do the same thing. But guess what? They was wrong. They got out there in the midst of the sea, and then Moses stretched out the rod again, and the sea came back together and drowned every soldier in his Pharaoh's army. Pharaoh lost his army. Pharaoh lost his entire army in one moment because that's what God had planned. You can't give up on God, y'all. Don't never count God out. And just like right now, we are in this situation here with this pandemic, and you got people, they just whooping and they hollering and they aching and they paining. They just keep talking about the government, that the government going to do this. The government ain't going to do nothing. What we need to be bragging on and what we need to be leaning on is our Heavenly Father. The Bible tells us in 121 Psalm, look to the hill from which coming your help. They ain't talking about Capitol Hill. They ain't talking about Capitol Hill. Every time people open their mouth now, they talking about Biden. Who cares about Biden? Any of the rest of them up there on Capitol Hill, because none of them know what they do. I just said the way it looked to me. I don't even bother myself fooling around with politics. Because one thing I do know, I may not know about tomorrow, but I do know who holds it. And the same one that holds tomorrow is the same one that holds me. So I don't have to worry about that. But we got people that just, if you want to, they're, it's the one that they can sleep at night. Everything is about Joe Biden, Kamala, whatever y'all call it. I mean, those people are people just like you and I. They don't have no special power. But you cannot count God. In other words, you done counted God null and void. Because we give credit, more credit to the government. You know, we want some government cheese and grit. Long we get our government cheese and grit, we don't care one way or the other who we have to deceive, who we have to talk about. As long as we get our government cheese and grit, that's all we want. Is it like that? 40 acres and a mule. Like the man said, they ain't gave me my money or my mule yet. And in other words, you talking about the government? You ain't got your money or your mule. And you yet talking. Because we talk about the one we praise. Yeah. You uplift the one that you praise. You praising. The devil wants it. The devil that loves it when we go berserk about talking about the government and about what the government going to give you. The government ain't got nothing to give nobody. Y'all, I was a business major in college. I was business and music. And I keep trying to tell you, the government don't have no money. That's taxpayers' money. Government ain't got no money. Where do y'all go to school at? And I ain't trying to insult nobody. But I'm just telling it like it is. Where did you go to school? When you thinking that the government got money to give you, you are sadly mistaken. The money that everybody get, whether or not you got some people, need a system. There ain't no doubt about that. I'm not against that. You got some people that need a system. People that don't work the fields all over, they done did their time in. They disabled or whatever it might be. Yes, those people don't work. Yes, they need what they need. But nevertheless, still, it's coming out of somebody's pocket. Government ain't got nothing to give you. They don't have no money. Where do you think they get the revenue from? Like I said, I don't know where some of them went to school. We must have went to school in a paid bowl bar. If you took politics, if you took a political science, you ought to know the government ain't got no money. The money the government get is from revenue they take up in taxes. And don't nobody like to pay them. But nevertheless, we got people that are working, that are paying the bill for them and you and me. If we are disabled, they paying the bill for them and you. So don't say you ain't nobody giving you nothing. Oh, yeah, it's a lot of people giving you a lot, but it ain't government. It's those working people out there that punch them clocks every day. Those are the ones that giving you them cheese and grit that you were eating. And that Medicaid card and the way we can go to the doctor and everything, all that medical attention we get, somebody's saying, believe it. And it's a working person because it's not the government. Ow, y'all. Look to the hills from whence cometh all of our help. We don't have to worry about this thing. Just keep your focus on God. And y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. That's what I try to do. But it's hard in a world when it really is hard when you're living in an environment where that's all you hear people talk about is the negative. About the government doing this, government doing that, government. It sounds like a broke record. If you guys got to continuously hear the same thing over and over, instead of hearing about how good God is and how powerful God is, if God took care of the children of Israel 40 years in the wilderness, and there was no JCPenney store out there, and there wasn't no Piggly Wiggly out there in that desert, but God took care of every one of them. I do believe that he can do the same thing right now. He can take care of us. But we will not give God the praise. But now we don't mind praising Joe Biden and Kamala or whatever his name is. We'll pray them up there in the White House on Capitol Hill. But we won't give God the praise. Y'all better wake up and smell the coffee. That's all I'm going to say about that. God out, people. Don't ever count God out. You can't, because you're going to lose every time. God is almighty. And besides him, there is no other. And I believe it pisses God off when we try to give somebody else credit that only him deserves. Only him. And we be up there bragging and giving all this accolade to a man instead of giving it to the Most High God who deserves it. Jesus is the one that went out on Calvary. Biden didn't go out on Calvary. Biden wouldn't go out there on Calvary for you and me if he could. I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. So y'all, give up on God. Believe. And so right here, I'm going to end this here in the proper way, in the official way. Y'all, like I said, pray for me, the man, on his travel to the doctor tomorrow. I'm going to get myself checked out, continue to pray for me and everything. So now we're going to say, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these, our people, henceforth, now and forever. Let everybody say amen. And I thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Yes, sir, Brother Heaven, man. I see that. I think, okay. Yeah, the grits and cheese, brother. That's what I'm saying. And the piggly wiggly. Well, none of that out there in the devil. But God took care of every one of us. So y'all there, thank you for coming, every one of you that was in here tonight. We thank God for you to coming. And hopefully if you can make it again, make it. It is not for me. I don't do this for my glory because I don't have any. All glory belongs to God. I do it because I was mandated to do this. So we'll see y'all same place, same time again, if the Lord say so, on next Tuesday night. And y'all be blessed is my prayer tonight.